Welcome to Mighty Parenting, the podcast with real, raw, and relevant talk about raising teens and parenting young adults.
Welcome to Mighty Parenting, where we help you raise teens and parent 20-somethings so they can become happy, successful, and emotionally healthy adults. I'm your host, Sandy Fowler, with a bonus episode for you today. This is just a short show with some tips from our sponsor, Acri. Acri is the on-demand virtual writing tutor for your child. It is that time of year when kids are writing, revising, and panicking over their college essays, and parents are trying not to lose it as we go along for the ride. I vividly remember Christmas of my daughter's senior year. I know she was worried, she was scared, she was tired and frustrated and sweating those final deadlines. Personally, I couldn't wait for the last deadline to pass so that we could get off this essay merry-go-round. From the beginning, from selecting the prompts all the way through to the final edit, it's tough. It's tough on our kids because it's not just the writing, which is enough work in and of itself. There's also that pressure about college and about school. And as parents, you know, we can get sucked into it. I know many parents who have been tempted to write their kids' essays for them because they can't get them off their butts to do it. I know other parents who want out of the whole process and wish they didn't have to have a part in it. I was more in that second camp than the first. But either way, it's definitely a rough time. And the more hands-on we are, the more stressful it seems to become. Well, Acri knows that this is a process, that kids need to practice, they need to write and rewrite to get a good essay. And they have shared some tips with us to help our kids get over the hurdle of writing a good college essay. So first of all, what we want to do is guide our child to the college admission essay prompt that they're most excited about. Because when they're excited, when they're interested, that's going to be a big chunk of the battle right there. And also, the writing is going to be easier for them, and it's going to be fresher and more interesting if they feel like they actually have something to say about the prompt. So we want the prompt that speaks to them. Next, once you pick a prompt, is time to look for inspiration. And Acri says that inspiration can come from anywhere. So they suggest having your child scan their social media posts, some of the saved photos in their phones, the things that they like, that they follow, or they comment on. Those are all great ways to inspire college admission essay topics. We can also help them in this case. This is actually a really good place for parents to step in and be helpful. We can just help them with brainstorming topics. We can share memories with them that can strengthen the prompt once they pick one. And this is just, it's a nice back and forth time. And it's a little, it gives us a little space to work in. You don't have to worry about overstepping your boundaries here unless you're actually trying to tell them what they need to write. But to just sit and be telling old stories and sharing memories, and it's kind of a great time because you get to tell them how amazing that they were in different scenarios and different situations. And don't get involved. I mean, you know, don't take this personally. Don't decide what you think they need to say or they need to write about it. Because when you do this brainstorming, their brain's going to start churning too. And they may pick something completely different from what you said, or they might just take a different angle on what you said, because they're going to remember this event differently than you do anyway. But this is a place where we can be helpful, and it can actually be a lot of fun to do that. The next tip is to encourage your student to write many, many drafts of their college admissions essay so that they fully explore their topic. Each time they write and rewrite, the draft will improve because they're going to clarify their ideas and they're going to tighten up their writing. So remember that revision is normal. It is not a waste of time. It is actually a valued part of the writing process. This is not a one and done prospect here. Also remind our students that their essays need to be both interesting and concise. It's recommended that they be at least 250 words, but not more than 650 words. So they're really not that terribly long. And that goes back to that editing process again, right? They can just keep spewing out ideas initially, and then as they go through and edit and rewrite, they can tighten it up and just keep the most pertinent and impactful parts of their writing there. And this is also a time where, you know, they want to come to life. They want to be able to tell the admissions counselors who they are. Everything else that they turn in talks about what they did. This is an opportunity to get away from numbers and dry facts and to actually show a little bit of your personality and to put some interest and some life into your application in the essay. And then as parents, you know, we want to be helpful and we're like, oh, we'll read your draft over for you. We'll give you feedback. And our kids can back away from that. Well, Akris said that that happens because these are kind of sensitive topics sometimes that they're writing about, and they are definitely a very personal essay. And so that sensitive and personal nature of the admissions essay can make a student hesitant to show their writing to parents or family members. So you can suggest to them that they work with a teacher or someone else, and they still may not feel comfortable with that. And so that's a place, another place, where a CRE really shines. It's just them and a computer. So no other human being is actually reading their essay, but yet they can get really high quality feedback. The feedback from a CRE is the same, has been shown to be essentially the same as when teachers go over the essays. So they can have total privacy, but still get that help that they might need. Now, you're a mighty parent, so I know you can do this. You can help and support your child without doing too much. And if you want some help with that, or if your child would like to really work on their writing, get an extra boost, some extra help with that, then ACRE has your back. It is an on-demand writing tutor run by artificial intelligence that gives feedback that's been proven to be comparable to teacher feedback. So this way, your child gets to write, revise, and practice as much as they want, whenever they want, and it allows you to step back as much as you want. So pop on over to ACRE.com, that's ECREE.com, and you can actually get a free trial. So you can check it out and see what that's all about. Thanks for joining me here today. Remember to visit mightyparenting.com to see all that we have to support you. And remember, you are a mighty parent, so you've got this, and I'll see you next week.